proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. And on today's program, I would like to introduce you to a Jewish believer in Jesus who influenced many due to his ministry and testimony for the Lord. This is the true story of noted author and Jewish leader Leon Levison, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published by IBJM. You may order your copy of the special book by calling us at 423-876-8150 or simply go online to ibjm.org. So let's begin with the story. According to Jewish tradition, there are four sacred cities in Israel: Jerusalem, Hebron, Tiberias, and Safed, also known as Sfat. Now, Safed lies just northwest of the Sea of Galilee. In the time of Christ, it was the site of a rabbinical school of some importance, and it was here in 1882 that Leon Levison was born. Leon was the fourth son of Rabbi Nachum Levison, who was renowned among his people as a profound expositor of Jewish law and customs. Leon naturally took into the rich knowledge and culture of his father and his Jewish environment. He also began to study French, the trade language of the Near East at that time. These studies brought him into contact with missionaries of the Free Church of Scotland who had a school in Sfat. From then, he learned English and, most important of all, the story of Jesus the Messiah. Leon secretly studied at night for fear of his people who despised missionaries and relentlessly persecuted any Jew who associated with them. Leon was only 19 years old when he came under the influence of these Christians and eventually went to Scotland. Within a few months, he was publicly baptized and thus began his service for Christ and the Jews. For 2 years, he worked in a factory, and in his spare time, he worked for the medical mission among the Jews of Edinburgh. In order to fit himself for more effective Christian work, he studied at the University of Edinburgh and at New College. Following this preparation, Levison worked for 30 years as the church's representative. One of the most important and effective aspects of his work was the discussions carried out in his own home, where many Jews were won to Christ. Levison was an able speaker, an effective preacher, and traveled throughout the length and breadth of Scotland, arousing the church in the cause of Jewish missions. During World War I, Levison engaged in political and economic activities, for which he was knighted in 1919. He also distinguished himself in his endeavors for the Russian Jewish Relief Fund and in connection with the fund to aid Palestinian Jews. In addition to these activities, he rendered valuable secret service for the British government in Palestine. He was given other honors. However, he remained a humble, devout servant of the Master. Throughout his life, Sir Leon devoted his time and energy to a variety of interests and activities. He wrote several books, including The Life of Paul. His special interest, however, was in Jewish evangelism, and in the binding together of Hebrew Christians in a common fellowship. To this end, he founded the International Hebrew Christian Alliance. Through this fellowship, Jewish believers could find assistance. Sir Leon had a great vision of the kingdom of God, and of what the converted Jew could do for the cause of Christ. In his lifetime, Levison was universally honored and was held in high respect by people of all classes, though some Jewish leader resented his success in winning Jews to Christ. None of their criticism moved him, however, and the sufferings and sorrows of Israel continued to weigh heavily upon him. These burdens aged Sir Leon prematurely, and he died suddenly on November 25th of 1936 at the age of 54. It was said of Levison at his passing, quote, "No Hebrew Christian in modern times was so universally respected, so highly honored, and so deeply loved. Equally true is that no Hebrew Christian since the days of the Apostle Paul loved and served his Lord and his people more wholeheartedly and in more self-forgetful devotion than did Sir Leon." In the passing of Sir Leon Levison, the church had lost a great Christian statesman. Our Hebrew Christian movement for Jewish believers was an illustrious leader, and the Hebrew Christians throughout the world will keenly miss him as they would a father, a brother, and a friend. Now, this has been a special presentation of the testimony of Jewish believer Leon Levison, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at IBJM. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. Now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.